Welcome back to this very special episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts. And it's special because I have an announcement. If you follow me on Instagram or YouTube, you already know. But if you don't, I'm going to tell you. I released a song and it's called Too Late. And I'm very, very happy and proud and so excited that it's out because I wrote this song 5 years ago. I was very much heartbroken when I wrote it and it just came to me. It was like a very weird situation because I was crying and then I sat down with my guitar and just started playing and then the lyrics just kind of flowed to me. And the entire song has a very special story that I probably will not tell you completely because it's just a little too personal, but a little bit of backstory. It's, as you can guess, a quite sad or melancholic song. And it's a love song. And the backstory is basically that I met a gentleman who turned out not to be so gentle online. And we got along very well, I'd say. He proceeded to ghost me 3 times, I think, in total. But I guess in order to be ghosted, there are always 2 involved, especially when it's more than once. So it was definitely my fault in the sense that I stayed in this connection or still was hoping for more when it was very clear that there was no interest on the other side. So I guess the first time was brutal, but the second and third time was definitely something I could have omitted very easily. But yeah, so the first time I was left alone, ghosted, I was crying because I'd never experienced anything like that. And I sat there and just picked up my guitar for whatever reason. And then I started singing a song and I started refining the lyrics and making it a very personal message to the person. And yeah, it just turned out quite well, I'd say. It's a song that's very taken back and not so upfront. So it's quiet, but I still like it. It's very special to me. And yeah, you can basically stream it, or not basically, you can stream it everywhere, pretty much. And I'd be very happy if you did, and if you let me know how you like it. My music video came out on YouTube, so you can check that out. You can just search Katarina Vila Too Late and it should come up. Yeah, the music video was also very interesting because I shot it with a dear friend of mine who was on this podcast twice. So you probably know him if you've listened to Sweet But Salty for quite some time. And we shot it together and it was such a good experience because it was my first music video ever. And it was fun to perform in front of the camera, but of course there are things I would have done differently, or I would have definitely given more in front of the camera. So it's nicer if you move a little more or give more emotion to the entire thing. But it was my first shoot, so I don't want to be too hard on myself. Yeah, I'm very excited, and I just wanted to take this episode as an opportunity to let you know that that happened, because I usually treat my episodes like little diary entries, and this was definitely a big happening and a big point in my life, and I'm very, very excited and very happy that, yeah, that it worked. So in my next episode, we're going back to introspection and things I've learned, but what I've learned from the experience of shooting this video and releasing this song is really that it's a lot about being brave and doing things that you think you can't do, and maybe just allowing yourself to express what's inside of you without holding back. And I think with music being so emotional and being something so incredibly special, it's even more personal than with visual art because with visual art, I usually have a concept that I want to execute. But with music, it's really the emotion that drives everything. So it was very interesting to tap into that and be very vulnerable and show myself in a very vulnerable way. I'm very, very excited. And I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And make sure to stream Too Late or to watch my music video on YouTube. That would be super cool. So yeah, thank you very much. I will catch you next Sunday with a new special announcement. I think, yeah, it's actually going to be a special announcement, to be honest. So yeah, stay tuned. I'll catch you then. Bye.